Well, it didn't work out that way. Yeah, hey, get out right now. It's the end of you and me. It's too late. I can't wait for you to be
Why?
gone. Because now I know about her and I wonder
Who?
how I bought
Why?
all the lies. You say that you would treat me right, but you was just a waste of time. Yes.
Come on now, the JoJo.
Come on, JoJo, sis really got a good catalog though, but that is still a hit that sticks like grits. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my. This week I am Jenna Lyons' first class ticket.
Okay, and I am shit, who the fuck am I? I am, oh, I'm not losing my JCPenney jewelry at the air in the bathroom.
Your Lisa Barlow's ring.
I am.
Because I guess,
Okay.
whoa, the ring didn't mean a thing.
That
Whoa.
wasn't even Zales.
Well, not
That wasn't
Zay.
even David Bridal.
Not the
Okay.
David's bridal.
Wait, do they sell jewelry? I don't even. They just do
Don't even
dresses.
know,
Whatever the
girl.
fuck they do.
I think David's bridal is still open, isn't it?
That's a store I'm never going to.
Okay,
Shit,
say
where? That's a lie.
the fuck
That's
other
a lie.
like women. That's a lie. How much did you put out to get
If I were ever to get married, and I wore a white tux, there would be a stain on there somewhere within 5 seconds. Know that.
I just white clothing has never been my friend. Like, I sweat way too much to wear white clothing. Like, I can't do white shirts. I don't like white underwear. I don't do white pants. I don't even like white socks. Like, just white clothing. Before we get started, I know I said this off camera, but I want to say it on camera, so I want to give you your flowers. I had a really kind of tough week this week. And I was in like a little kind of a funky mood because work was a little funky today. And I was like, okay, we're just gonna get in here and do this shit. We're gonna be off this motherfucker by 9:30, 9:45, so no Mortal Kombat. But the moment that Rahsaan's face came up on that screen, it was like a hug from a friend, even though you 300 miles away, but it just made me feel better. And we may talk shit and everything like that though, but I love you, bitch. Thank you.
I love you, Pajaro Grande, Big Bird. Come
At
on now.
least we're not snuffling up again.
Oh, it
Yeah,
ain't no
we're gonna
snuffling.
move there because the Muppets have been making appearances on multiple shows this week.
They sure have.
Let's get into the shows because I feel like the teams, we can leave the team with the shows. So let's start off with Orange County. First of all,
Orange County.
I get that you have to stir the pot. That's your thing. I get it. But girl, I really hope Jen gets her lip back at this reunion.
Leave this bitch the fuck alone, okay? We've
Like,
been through it.
why constantly poking on her and poking on her? And that shit when Vicky came up there and started talking about her shit, and she didn't know Vicky from a can of paint, that triggered me.
I feel like you and me both fell in love with somebody that was not right for us. Bitch, what you know?
Okay.
What you know about what's going on over here?
Because, bitch, this is my first time seeing you because you ain't even the orange holder, bitch. Like Tamara clearly
I'm
prepped her. Tamara clearly prepped her before she got there. And it was just so messy. And then when Vicky was like, well, I got fired. Of course you did, bitch. You got fired, girl. Like, but it just it ooh, ooh. Like, I really just hope that like somebody messy out there can give Jen a binder of things to discuss, because it's just like, why are you so invested in my life and who I'm dating? He's not faking cancer. Yes, he fucked around, but she fucked around too. And it's just like, you know what? If he's now, it would be different, in my opinion. Maybe it's because I'm gay and I'm not straight. Because, you know, gays, we have like a different type of like playing field with this type of shit. But I feel like now, if Ryan was sending dick pics to Tamara or to one of the girls in the group or something like that, he would have a problem. But it's just the fact that she's aware of what's going on and she chose to stay. After a while, she's like, you know what? I'm going to let you figure it out. But
you can have that. That's your shit, okay?
But the thing about it is, it's not coming off as genuine care to me. It's coming off as bitchy, mean girl behavior. And the reason why I say that is because why the fuck does Vicky know about your shit when you and Vicky ain't even close, ain't even together, nothing? Oh, I told her everything, girl. And like,
for what?
Like, I really wanted Jen to reach across that table. And it's like,
Jen needs a little help. She needs a little help with the aggression department.
But I get
she's
what she
doing
means,
nothing.
Because I shut down too. When I'm really pissed off, I shut down because I'm scared of what I'm capable of saying or doing or hurting. So I will shut completely down and then I'll probably get back at you in about 35, 45 minutes. But I do that because I'm scared of the magnitude of what I could do. Because when I go low, bitch, I go hell level low. I go like equator, like you know, and it's
so, okay. The equator,
and it's just like, okay, let me scale them back, because bitch, I would have been like, you should be worried about your motherfucking Trump son, first of all. Second of all, I still got a studio, your whole ass don't. Why don't you worry about that shit and your CBD oils and shit? You sit here worried about my motherfucking life. I would have laid it all out. And I don't know, when's the last time you fucked your husband, bitch, since you worried about mine?
Okay, shit.
And that's why I shut down, because you see how nasty I could get when I get real nasty if I'm pushed to it. And you know,
that's a regular Tuesday over here. Okay.
Okay. but I do agree with Gina of like, girl, but Gina was like, girl, you need to butt back, like do something. That's the only time. That's the only flowers I'm gonna give Regina, because she been on my shit.
Only, okay.
Now the other thing that has been irritating me to my fucking core is this everybody against Heather situation. And I get where Heather's coming from, because it's like, okay, if I say that I'm excited about something, y'all gonna say I'm gloated. If I don't mention it to you, then you're saying I'm not your friend. So what is it? Is it Uchiwali or is it one mic? Because she can't win.
She can't win. She never will win, okay? Because she stays winning with that motherfucking money, okay?
And they're mad.
But yeah, they're mad, okay? They got them. They all look like casitas next to her. They all look like motherfucking half a studio apartment compared to her. Now, and Heather was right when she pointed out, when Emily apologized to her for being a jackass at her party, Emily does keep doing the same thing over and over, just like Tamara does, okay? Tamara keeps apologizing and saying she never meant to hurt you. And then Emily does the same damn thing. And then they go right back around and do the same bullshit all over again.
Like, I love in production like, in the clips, because it's like, girl, like you have had this conversation more than three times in one season. Like, I would be pissed off if I was Heather too. It's like, bitch, you don't mean it. You're just saying it just to keep shit flowing. But But the way she was acting at the party was out of pocket.
Did you finally see the full Mexico dinner from last week?
Yeah, girl, and I got pissed. That shit put me in a rage.
What, Emily's part in that?
All of it. It was just so extra and so stupid. It was like, why can you talk with your hands like this? And all that shit. And I was like, girl, shut the fuck up.
You know, I do see where Heather's coming from, okay? Because you know what? Y'all see the shit in the news about my house being sold, but you know what? I'll tell you what I tell you.
Yeah.
I'm very much, if you don't ask me, I'm not going to tell you. That's the kind of person I am. So, you know, some people were like, how come you never told me you were gay? And I was like, you never asked me.
Are you still fooling the girls out there?
Excuse me? Well, oh.
You still fooling the girls out there? Are you giving trade at work? Are you giving trade?
Perhaps. Listen, okay. some people ain't paying attention, okay? But I'm just like, well, if you didn't ask me, why I gotta tell you?
That part too, it ain't none of their goddamn business. But like this whole, like this is something that is irking me on Orange County, and when we get to New York, it's irking me there too. You complain that someone is not open and not sharing, but then when they do open and when they do share, you complain, disregard, or say that they are think they're all that. And it's just like, damn, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So it's just like, I don't blame Heather for not wanting to say it. And girl, you're on a fucking reality show. Of course the news is gonna fucking have the shit out there.
On the flip side, Shannon slightly opened up a little bit to them at the table. But yeah. she gave them surface information. You know, everybody in a relationship goes with some bullshit, which was, you know.
Definitely. But then the part that kind of had me questioning was when I could see Gina's trying to ice skate and not put Emily on the hot seat, but I don't even think it was even Heather that said what Emily accused her of saying. I think it was Tamara.
That's what, when Emily and Regina were on Watch What Happens Live, Emily said, oh yeah, it was Tamara. But she said,
like, girl.
But she just said Shannon just because she thought it would have been Shannon in the first place.
And that's how you keep this bullshit just rolling. Because now you got everybody ganging up on Heather for no reason. And then you got Emily mad at Heather and being a fucking asshole to Heather because she thinks that she said this shit in the hotel room at BravoCon when it was really Tamara. Tamara's sitting over here stirring the pot and keeping shit messy with Jen. And it's just, it's too much.
Well, Emily is an asshole.
She is. And I can't, like, here's the thing. And I feel like a lot of people get this mixed up. A lot of people think that being real means that you gotta be a fucking cunt. Yes, I'm saying it. Cunt, asshole, bitch. All the time. And it's like, no, you can be real, but you still gotta watch that motherfucking tone and watch that motherfucking delivery. But you can still be real. And it's just like, girl, you can't keep, like, you done had how many blow-ups on Heather now? Like, 4 in one season?
Listen. They did, Heather compared her to Snuffleupagus.
Okay, that was shady, but that was kind of funny. But, okay, I get where Emily was coming from and her frustration about that because Heather does have a habit of saying mean things and trying to, you know, play it off with like a big word or or something like that. That was shady. That was very shady. I'm no one in this situation is 100% perfect. However, I will say 85% of the wrong is on Emily. But I
I
did
mean,
catch
you're right.
a couple up against Comet. And Victoria made an appearance.
Victoria came in there looking like, ooh, Miss Piggy Deluxe.
I'm gonna let you say that.
And I did, okay.
You said it.
And after the snuffle up against, Emily looks like Khloe Kardashian if Khloe decided to live in San Bernardino. That's what she would look like. So, Emily is tethered Khloe. And
But Emily's not black, though.
the way I took snuffle up against was not
Didn't
big
catch
as
that
in
shade, did you?
size, not big as in fat, but because snuffle up against is big, okay?
No,
I
I said
call
he
you a
didn't
big
catch
bird because
that
you're
shade.
tall as
I
shit.
said Emily's not black, though.
Is snuffle up against black?
No, girl, it was a joke about Khloe Kardashian being OJ's daughter.
Oh, I was about to say, snuffle up against is black. When that happened? Big Bird trying to get that strange, that swirl. Okay.
But Victoria, oh, and she, what's the award called? What's the little fake award called?
The Wifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime Achievement. She's the Lifetime Achievement at BravoCon, aka they needed a reason for her to come and to boost her ego. It's kind of like on award show where they'll randomly have like a Lifetime Achievement Award for someone who wouldn't show up there unless they were getting an award, but they didn't release anything. But they want to bring them on there to like bring ratings. That's what they're doing with her.
And it's nobody special. Okay, they'll say Lifetime Achievement Award and ask when is Paul Tro to get it. Okay,
No.
what you done, bitch? What the fuck you done? Lifetime Achievement Award, Selena Gomez. What the fuck that bitch done?
Ooh. But or if it's there or if they want Beyonce to show it, they'll make up an award just for her to come. And she ain't even released the damn album. Now just like Lifetime Achievement, she'll do a little
She
mini.
still ain't going. She still ain't going. She's gonna do a video. That's a
Okay,
vid.
she
She'll
did that shit on
That's
BET
all
album.
she'll
She
do.
was like, here go, I'm performing in Germany, girl. Record this and post it.
She probably gonna use the same videos from last year for BET. Okay.
But
I'll be repeating the hoax.
I will say it. I know we'll never get it. Just like what Iyanla says in that video, is that what you want? Well, you're never gonna get it.
Did you
Well,
watch What Happens Live?
girl, this work week has been so busy. Like, I barely even have time to fucking play my damn video games this week. Like, honestly, I just watch the show and then I try to get like any type of pleasure I can with the little bit of free time I have in the bed. So I didn't watch any Watch What Happens. The only Watch What Happens live I watched this week was the party. That was it.
Because the Trace Amigas were on there last night,
I saw.
and Shannon seemed a bit off. I think she seemed closed off from the other two because she was turned the other way from Tamra, not sitting straight.
Oh,
And her
Lord.
facial expressions were just kind of sour. But they are post reunion, so maybe there's a little something going on.
Well, they're also
But
on tour too, and I'm just like, with those fucking unstable bitches, like, I would not want to work with them.
their price is probably around the same as Erica's. Maybe $9.
I can go to theirs before I go to Erica's.
If Erica's was free with a hot dog, I'd be paying the $17 to go see them bitches. Okay. It could be free with a hot dog. and a glass of their best Sutter Home. Okay.
At the
I'm
Sutter.
still gonna. They ain't gonna have no good drinks over there.
You know,
They got
Eric,
Midnight Express.
you see that video of Sutton shading her about the ticket prices?
Yes, and see, people were making it a whole lot different than what it really was. And they're like she said, I don't have time for $1 tickets. And all she all of a sudden said was that she's busy and she doesn't have time to go. And
It's
the
somebody
guy
else
said
brought up the ticket prices.
he said the ticket prices, and she said, I thought they were seven or something like that, or whatever.
So
I thought they were whatever.
I'm not trying to be a pat the puss apologizer. That screenshot actually came from a website. There's a website in Vegas. When you go to Vegas, if you want to go see a show that is happening on that day or that night, they the closer it gets to the show, the cheaper the available tickets are because they want to fill the seats in. It's just like if you go to like a taping or something and they want to fill the seats in on seat fillers. So they're gonna sell those tickets as cheap as they can because they want to just fill them up. The original ticket, the tickets are still higher than that, but that screenshot was a little
The
bit
three
deceiving.
dollars.
It was a little bit deceiving because it was from that website to get the damn tickets. I'm not trying to be an apologist about that though. I'm just trying to state facts. So that's what it is. Not now, if that was the price on Ticketmaster.com, then we could talk shit. But no,
She probably ain't even performing at no House of Blues. It's the Casita of Cerulean. Okay.
not Casita or Cerulean.
This probably got 12 folding chairs up in there. She's still got seven open chairs.
Don't let a white person
Shit.
sound crazy or else it's going to be four folding chairs left. But all right, so I think we
Folding.
covered Orange County. Let's move on down the line. We're going to flip it and reverse it.
Do you want Victoria back?
Not really. Like that shit that she pulled, I was like, you know what? We don't need all three of y'all on the show. It's just fine with Tamra and Shannon. We don't need all three of y'all on the show.
Because if it's the three of them, it's going to be them against whoever else
Yeah.
the entire time, and that's boring. It's redundant,
It's tired of people. Just like the
and
two.
these hoes are too old for that shit.
Ooh, I really just want Jen to just go. I hope Jen just goes off. I know she ain't, but I'm like, girl, secure that second season orange. Please go off on her.
Okay. Don't be there without a tangerine like Victoria. Period.
Oh,
Okay,
Lord.
where are we going
We
here?
get to bring on our own fruit to motherfucking reunions when we get to Atlanta. In fact, did you all do Atlanta now? We don't have to always go in the damn order.
Let's get these bitches out of bed.
Yeah, we can end it on a high note with Salt Lake.
That's a high note. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. I guess.
High note as in I enjoyed it, but I'm not gonna hold y'all.
Bravo, stop letting bitches perform on these motherfucking
Yeah,
things. We
no
want to
more.
waste tape.
No more. It's time. No more. No more. I think we hit the wall when Contessa's husband performed at that reunion, and that was that's the no, no more.
He's a rap superstar, though.
Girl, bye. That's why he ain't on there no more.
And first of all, I see y'all bitches on Twitter, okay? Oh, Drew was singing that shit. That's my motherfucking cut. That's the jam. I've never even heard of this goddamn song. Y'all a fucking lie.
I mean, 'cause I heard
Okay.
Drive Back a lot more than that song, and actually heard Drive Back on the radio. I heard
Four
not
33 in the
damn,
morning.
I heard not damn one motherfucking Drew Sidora song.
That was a mistake. She drugged them, okay? but then played on the radio. She held me at gunpoint and said, like them people, like them robbers at Dorit, okay? And they said, you better play that motherfucking song on this goddamn radio. I'm gonna blow your head off. Okay, who are we talking about? Okay, here we go. So Drew was, let me tell you, she's a fucking liar. They're both a damn lie. I really don't have time both for a damn lie.
And that cousin is a kissing cousin.
She was all hugged up on him in the dressing room, okay? All up on it. So Ralph, I was like, girl, what you doing? And then Allison came up in there. She was not fucking around.
Bitch. When
don't Allison closed that motherfucking door on me. I like it.
Allison was about to whip her ass. And I low-key wanted it to happen. But Courtney, you are gutter. Like, I honestly, I think they're fucking. They're not cousins. They're fucking. And Drew actually posted on Twitter that she finds it odd that, I'm just paraphrasing, that she finds it odd that she lived in Tampa. Hold on, I'm just gonna pull up the official one. It says, God, this bitch talks too goddamn much.
Who?
Drew Sidora. I'm trying to find that tweet.
Report one of her tweets while you're at it, so get that bitch suspended. Fuck that hoe. Okay? Fuck you and that Jessica Rabbit teal ass dress. Fuck that wig that came from Cinderella's stepsisters, Sing Sweet Nightingale, okay? Hate that wig. You can't sing, okay? That song was a fliz nop. Okay, you were trying to hit them notes, okay? I heard crickets do notes better. I heard a cat outside fucking that can hit the notes better.
Okay. Okay, so it just says, I'm going to read this. It says, I must always protect and stand for my children against this type of evil. I gave him the opportunity to shut his unverifiable fake cousin down for her disgusting comments made concerning my son. However, he refused to do so and it breaks my heart. She meant to be nasty and rude, making comments and dragging my child into this. Kids are always off limits. That's it. That's all. We're done. Ralph said, it's time to speak truth, so let's be real. You expect me to pay child support when he has a father that wants to play an active role in his life, but you won't let him. Your adoption request is only a money grab and control. Since the age of 3, I stepped up to fill the gap as a man and unconditionally provided from my heart without expectation. I will continue being there, but you're not going to take advantage of me or use this show to get your way. I understand playing the victim role earns you sympathy on this platform, but you will respect me as a father. I love all my kids and I'm giving them the world, including you. It's about them now. All I'm going to say is both of y'all messy. I'm trying to find that tweet when she talking about Miss Corny. It was just along the lines of he was always in Florida and she's from Florida and she put the steak emoji on there. But I really do think they're fucking. And because, like, why are you so coached and pressed about her, Courtney, the new cousin? Why?
She wanted her TV time. Show off them new titties.
It's very thirsty. And then what? Marla didn't really give anything. Sonya didn't really give anything. Kenya kind of went back and forth with Ralph because Kenya had a valid point. Ralph did remind her of Mark. And, you know, when you go through some fucked up shit in a relationship, you see it in other relationships real quick. And whether it was your own fucked up shit that you did or your fucked up shit that you went through with somebody else. But you see it. And when Kenyon was like, "You're not gonna gaslight me," just sounded just like Mark. And the fact that when Drew walked off stage, if you supposedly love her still, why don't you go with her? She can handle that. Like, it's either it's getting to the point where it's just like either shit or get off the pot. And that seems to be the thing in Atlanta right now, because another dysfunctional couple in Atlanta just seems
on one end. On one end, when Ralph said, "Drew, you're acting,"
That shit had me weak. I was busted laughing.
I slightly believed him because I was like, "The bitch is acting, all the huffing and puffing, but all that shit." On the other hand, she's not that good of a fucking actress to even act. So you know what? They're both a lie. They're both fucking lying.
They're both.
She is acting, but she can't act. Okay, they're both hot fucking garbage.
It was so bad. It was just like, honestly, you know, Atlanta has been my gateway drug to this Housewives universe. But like, I really hope and pray that they get a jolt of life next season. They don't need a whole reboot like New York, but some bitches need to be switched around.
Keep Sheree because you don't speak English. Okay, keep
Marlo can go.
Why are you getting rid of goddamn Marlo?
She ain't giving nothing, honestly. Or just do it like Miami. Put, and I know this is gonna sound controversial, but fuck it, I'm gonna say it. Put Candy, Sheree, and Marlo as friends up. Candy will still be around because she's got Candy in the gang. She can release a Vanderpump shit over there. And we can be more in tune with her shit on that show. Keep them as friends up.
I would say switch Sheree for Kenya. Kenya can be a friend. Because Kenya really didn't do a goddamn thing this season.
You're right. Okay. And so then for the main cast, we'll have Sheree, Drew.
Bring back Portia.
Yeah, that is a must. And if she really can come back, bring back Cynthia.
What else is going on?
That's for the, okay. No. Cynthia can stay gone. But no. I feel like they need a they need a voice of reason. Because I feel like that's what's missing. So we got those four. And then we're going to bring on 2 to 3 new girls. So you're going to give me a look when
somebody
I say
it. One of them accounts on Twitter said, who wants to see Tamar on the season? I said,
no.
I don't think so.
Vivica A. Fox.
Does she live in Atlanta?
Girl, she can move to Atlanta.
Oh, those waves are going to stress me out. I don't know.
Vivica A. Fox. I'm thinking of girls that have ties with cast members. So Vivica A. Fox, because she got that. She also has.
Is Eddie Murphy's ex-wife here or in Atlanta?
Which one, Melody B. Spice Girl?
Oh no, hell no. With the short hair.
Nicole Murphy.
Nicky Murphy. What the fuck? Nicole Murphy.
I'm getting confused with Ari Parker. I'm just thinking about girls that I know could bring it, because I know Vivica A. Fox would be good television, especially if Kenya's around, because they got that beat from the Apprentice. So that would be good. And then
put Malaysia on the show.
Well, she do live in Atlanta.
She does. How about we bring on Mimi, since we got a little something, something, and keep Drew's stupid ass.
But see, here's the thing. Now we're starting to get gutter. And I want a little bit of messy, but I don't want it to get like Zeus VH1 of the gutter messy. Because I feel like
Mimi was never gutter though. I don't think Mimi ever fought.
Yes, she did.
She cussed your ass out. She might throw a drink, but she wasn't like the rest of them hoes, like throwing tables and throwing the whole hands on bitches.
That's true. Okay, so we got Vivica, Portia.
I don't know where Vivica came the fuck from.
Ray.
You might as well say Octavia Spencer.
The Rat.
Oh shit.
Honestly,
Miss Wanda.
No, fine. Honestly, you know what? I would prefer get in the unknown. An unknown girl, or if you're gonna go with a well-known person, I would say
bring back the casting from season 5, because I had no clue who the fuck a Portia or a Kenya was until they came on, and they were some of the best casting decisions ever made.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like when they keep trying to get well-known people, that kind of flops. Bring people that.
I don't want no fucking celebrity. I don't want no celebrity on there.
Get a socialite that, like, bring it back to its roots. Bring me a socialite that knows people, but is not known to the public already.
Exactly. An unknown famous bitch in the neighborhood, okay, that got that coin. That's what I want. Sexy ass husband or sexy ass wife, don't care if you got kids, and a beautiful home, maybe other properties, and good fashions. Or I do enjoy the delusional hoes that just be wearing fashion just because they're on the show. Okay.
I think that's and what... go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
And another great casting decision they made, despite I know a lot of people do not like her, but you know what? I love me some Mia with her crazy ass. Okay, I had no idea who the fuck she was. She's a liar. She has big ass dentures and she is delusional. Okay, I love it.
And I think that's what made the casting decision on Salt Lake, which we're going to get there, so good, because we don't know these ladies, but they bring something. Whereas I feel like Atlanta has been relying on...
Use a lie, first of all. You like Angie?
I'm not talking about Angie. I'm talking about Miss Monica.
Okay.
I ain't talking about Angie, girl. Mm-mm. And her Fabio husband. But... But what I was saying was that I just feel like something needs to happen. I would hate for the girls to lose a check, but something needs to happen because this has been like the second okay season for them. We used to be the top girls, and now it's ever since season 12, it's just been kind of like, eh.
If they fire Sheree a third time, she ain't gonna have no ink to print no she news later letter, okay?
Girl, she better fucking print a damn dress and not.
I'll subscribe to She News Trust, okay?
I bet you are.
And it would probably be $379 a month with her crazy ass,
girl. And then them tacky. Do you see the tacky ass hoodies with a picture of her in a jail cell in like a bathing suit and a fur coat, and that shit cost $80. And I was like, girl, that's just fucking iron on a damn swap meet hoodie. Girl, if you don't get your ass out of here with that.
I was thinking about buying you a hoodie from She by Sheree. It's supposed to be the Pride edition. It says She Proud. And I was gonna get that for you because it looked fun. And I was like, I saw the price. I said, this bitch.
Bitch, you can buy a whole black ass.
I could buy you 35 hoodies with what she talking about.
She's doing way too much. So we can migrate over to the Salt Lake.
Utah.
So it's a girls' trip coming, which is actually pretty quick. This is episode two of what I believe. I notice a pattern now. They do they're getting back to
In the
doing
country.
the in-country trip and then the out-of-country trip. So they're going to Palm Springs and they're staying at the fabulous Trixie Motel. Mary M. Cosby is a fucking unintentional Kiki because when she called the hotel, and I knew that was Trixie on the phone because I know Trixie's voice. When she called the hotel to ask them, do y'all got 2003 Dom Perignon? And I know Trixie was like, oh, this bitch is crazy. I know Trixie was like, girl. And just when Mary's eyes popped out when she said motel.
Now, this must have been production, because I refuse to believe that Trixie's is at the motel all the time,
Oh, definitely.
answering
That
phones.
bitch was booked and busy. You know damn well she is not at that damn motel all the time. Unless,
So.
I know a lot of the drag queens, a lot of the RuPaul girls live out there. They live between Palm Springs and Los Angeles because Palm Springs is also a big gay drag mecca. But,
And too damn hot, too goddamn hot.
girl, that's why their pride is not till like November.
When is 111?
Not 127.
Shit.
But yeah, so that part happy week. And then, but the part that I was looking at the TV screen, like, girl, Heather, if Lisa's son wants to go on this damn church thing, let him figure it out. You know, you just getting on good terms with these ladies and you want to be interjecting yourself and shit, girl.
I
Let them
think she had a point.
She did have a
I
point.
think Heather had a point. Because, okay, Heather was saying, if her son, who was, I guess,
18.
extremely conservative or in the Mormon way of thinking, he might come back stricter than ever because Lisa and her husband are, flip-flop Mormons, okay? Because you can't be drinking, you can't be drinking coffee, you can't be cussing.
And she showed to be drinking them big gulps and
Okay.
cussing.
And talking about that Vita tequila that tastes like good old Johnson & Johnson powder.
Not Johnson. Have you had, you still, I have never seen Vita tequila anywhere. And I asked Ben the time
I
I
ain't
go.
seen no video. I'm gonna have to go to Montgomery, Alabama. I'm gonna have to go to
Girl, don't take your chair with you.
I'm going to go to Sioux Falls, Idaho, Iowa, something like that. Okay, to get that shit. I'm not traveling to get the alcohol.
Car pass. Now, let me see how much this shit
Okay.
costs on Amazon. Let me see if I can get this shit off of Amazon.
I tried to find some Bassard cognac so we could share that motherfucking shit.
Girl, you know Jack
Okay, so
Christie
I
and
can
everyone uses that shit.
round drink. Because I know for a fact, y'all. Let me tell you something. Clifton Charles off the brown liquor, he is off the chain. Okay, he will find a bitch, get
Girl, they
some
do not
drinks.
eat a tequila on motherfucking Amazon.
Vita tequila on Amazon.
It's
How
not
much
even
is
on
that?
Amazon.
Oh, it's not on
Showing
Amazon.
me everything else, but it's VIDA, correct?
Yes. Life. Life. The islands. Anguilla.
They got a website.
Website doing is asking if you're over 18. That's all. They're gonna give you
Well,
nothing.
you, I guess you can buy it off of the website.
And how much that shit costs?
$59.
She's a lie. It's Jose Cuervo, which is with half lemonade, which
Basically, it's $7.99 total. She's a motherfucking lie, okay? And so is that motherfucking TJ Maxx ring she talking about.
We're gonna get there. So while they're preparing for the trip, oh, these allergies, Jesus. One moment. Not me having a Karen Huger. Hold it. Hold on. Moment with my damn nose.
Oh,
But yeah, shout out to Claire and then shout out to the girls that got allergies. It's goddamn, we suffer two times a year. We suffer from winter to spring, and then we suffer from summer to fall. It's a mess. Anyways, so Monica was crying with her mom, talking about, I had to go to the store to buy Louis Vuitton because I wanted to fit in. And honestly, I know this is the big bird in me. I was actually happy that she was upfront and real about that shit because a lot of these other bitches get on these shows and they be spending way too much money to look good.
whole bank account empty to put
Whole
on
bank
some
empty
bullshit
to keep up
that
with
says
the.
Versace 73 times on the outfit.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, that was the realest. Honestly, like, I commend her for that. That was some real shit. Now, the part that had me looking at the TV screen,
She
like,
probably bought that. She probably bought the Louis Vuitton that Louise from St. Louis got. That ugly ass, racist ass bag, Carrie Bradshaw. I see you, bitch.
that
Fuck
bag is
you.
the ugliest shit. We can have a whole damn podcast just talking about that
If
ugly.
y'all know, you know that Carrie Bradshaw was racist for giving her that fucked up Louis Vuitton bag to Jennifer to Louise from St. Louis. God damn it. And I will stand on that hill. Okay, continue.
So I just but the part that my
Monica's mother is funny. She was acting her ass off.
Monica's mother had me weak because she was just like, I gotta get up at 7 o'clock. I gotta do this and that, girl. But the part that had me like looking at Monica sideways when she was talking about how she got kicked out the church for sleeping with her, was it her brother-in-law?
Her brother-in-law. Did you see the but hold, did you see them eyebrows though?
Listen, my eyebrows look a mess, so I can't really judge people's eyebrows, but.
No. She paid to have that done though. She paid to have the caterpillar. The
It's weird.
frisky caterpillar.
The Brooke Shields thick caterpillar eyebrows coming back. I mean, I remember when back in the day, I remember when the girls used to shave their shit and just draw it on their fucking face. I remember that shit.
I come from a household where my mother said, always smooth out your eyebrows. Don't have them looking fucking crazy. And so I'm used to that. But if you know if you like it, I love it. Sure. Go ahead. Sure. But yeah, fucking her brother-in-law. Brother-in-law must have had something going on, something special, something special. Cause that slim fast go slow.
Girl, I was just like, damn it, girl, don't. It was a lot to take in. I was just like, girl, I would have kept that in a Disney vault. I would have kept that in the Disney vault. But, you know, hey.
How much money do you think a baby swaddle home from home company is making to? I don't think you can survive for that.
Well, is she
She
getting a?
must be getting something else.
She got to be getting alimony or something.
Must be because
Because I know the Bravo check's not going to be that high. It's your first season, girl.
they gonna give her a couple chicken soft tacos and $10,000, okay?
Not chicken soft tacos.
She could do a swaddle business from like a studio. I feel like she might have. I'm thinking she might have been in that circumstance prior to the show when she got the offer. She's like, let me just go ahead and make it look like I live in a home and we're doing this here and these checks will get better.
Yeah. But honestly, though, I do commend Monica for just keeping it real because there's a lot of these girls that come on this show, on these shows, and they try to flaunt and fake it. And then we find out a season or two later that it's all a lie.
Broke as a bitch,
And
okay?
it's just like, nah, like, I mean, I know people tease Gina a lot, but you know, at the end of the day, Gina's honest about her shit. So, you know, I appreciate Monica being honest about her shit. So now,
but on the flip side,
I want wealth too.
While I do enjoy the honesty from you broke ass hoes, I don't want to watch a broke ass hoe show.
That's true.
I'm a broke ass hoe. I'm a broke ass hoe that has money, but I'm broke. But I got a little something, but I'm broke.
I don't know what kind of you got on your shit, but it literally gave like a thumbs up above your head when you said that I'm broke as hell.
They understand. They understand. Okay.
They understand. Whoever listening, they understand.
I want to see something that I can aspire to. Okay.
I do miss the opulence. I'll be honest. I do miss the opulence, but when I do look at like the older seasons of other franchises, when they get like price tagging things and shit like that, it felt a little gaudy. And I think that we as a culture kind of moved on from that. So, but I get what you're saying. Like, maybe a good middle ground would be perfect.
I feel like if we get two more of these honest ass housewives that are explaining that, you know what? We're just like the rest of y'all, that it's going to be more like, okay, I'm going to have to see more strollers, more car seats. I don't want to fucking see that. If I wanted to watch TLC, I go to TLC and watch 10,000 children in the house. I don't want to see. The wealthy bitches have their kids in a separate wing where somebody else takes care of them. That's what I want to see. All right? I want my money. I want the wealth. I want the luxury. I want to look, make that shit look good, you fucking bitch. God damn it. Stop these broke, who started bringing on these broke ass bitches? Okay, checks, cash, hoes.
Well, I mean, you don't have the fraudulent bitch, so you got to go to the broke bitch and work your way back up. So, Whitney wants to invite Angie K. And Angie K got beef with Heather because she was assuming that Heather was munching and crunching with Jen Shaw when she got the black eye. And I'm like, Whitney, girl, you're just getting in good terms with everybody.
Whitney Rex.
Why are you bringing this?
And also, I'm really on the flip side tonight. I'm flip side Freddy. If you weren't eating her pussy or whatever the fuck you were doing, it wouldn't even be that big of a deal. Be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at this point in my life, past the 20s, I am so comfortable with my sexuality. I really don't care. Oh, you look gay? Well, okay. And
okay, and
okay. You like fine ass bitches with big titties? Yes, I do. You're gorgeous. And what else with it? I am very comfortable. I've made out with both genders many a time. And you know what? It is what it is. If you've done something that some people don't think of you, Heather, Drew, nobody else really cares.
Denise Richards,
nobody really cares. Nobody cares. I do not care.
Who cares?
Denise Richards, if you click clacking, Heather, if you sucking on titties, what's the bitch's name? Drew, if you eating that pussy, okay? I do not care. Until you're paying my bills, that's when I'm going to care. If that affects my bills being paid, that's when I'm going to care. But otherwise, I don't give a fuck what you do in your home or somebody else's home. I don't care. It's not that serious. So you know what? Heather, if Angie said that you click-clacking with Jen Shaw and Jen Shaw beating your ass because you wouldn't suck the titty right, then you know what? Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Okay. Own it, baby. Own it.
Own it.
As Lisa Raggedy Renna said...
So the part that had me weak was that little stroll in the park with Meredith and Lisa, and Meredith looking like she done scalped Cookie Monster And Rover.
Meredith looked like she was ready to hit that slots in Reno. Not Vegas, Reno.
Girl, these fashions on Meredith, I'm like, your son is supposed to be a designer. He got you out here looking like this. Like,
oh.
And then, when, you know, we can just fast forward to the damn trip. That was everything before the trip. But we get to the trip, of course.
Can we talk about the Angie scene, please?
Oh yes,
that felt like it was. It felt like it was 17 minutes.
Yeah,
that was the longest scene I ever watched in my life.
It was long, but her. Are you going to cut me a look? Her husband can't get it, and I think her husband is one of the girls. Her husband kind of looks like an aged Nick Lachey. But he loses his fineness when they show those throwback pictures of him with that Fabio hair. And I was like, ooh, girl, no. Cut it off. But them pictures
Angie were is the laziest casting decision to be upgraded I've ever seen in my life. I do not know why she's there.
I don't know why she's there either, because that really could have been Mary.
And I also don't know why an 11-year-old is sleeping in your fucking bed.
Oh, what?
You saw that her 11-year-old daughter is sleeping in the bed with them every night.
Now, see, I was scared of the dark probably until like I was about 6. And then, like, I started liking sleeping in my own room by myself because then I could sleep and play PlayStation at night or things like that. But
I had to be taught. My mother said, because I was scared of the dark, too. And I was like, when my mom lived in Hayward back in the day, it was a house where my room was on one side, her room was on the other side, and I'd be hearing things, you know, house settling, all that shit. I get scared. And she told me after like the 79 billionth time I jumped in the bed, her bed, she's like, listen, you need to stay in your bed. You'll be fine. Okay? Because I can't have this no more. Okay? Basically, she was telling me she was trying to be a thought and do her thing. And I get it. I get it now. But so but they have a big ass bed. They got their whole bed was like the size of my apartment.
Yeah, that was a big ass bed.
But I don't have no if you're over the age of 5, 6, I'm really you're evicted from this bed. And I'm sorry for that. Now, you want somebody to sleep in your bed, get a job, get a man, get a woman, do what you gotta do, but you're out. Angie's a boring ass bitch, and her fake ass, raggedy ass hair. How are you gonna be a hairstylist with your hair like that?
It left a lot to be desired. But anyways, let's get back to the trip. So they finally get out there. Angie and Whitney get out there first and they meet up with Trixie. And Trixie had me fucking weak. Because I was like, I know damn well Trixie don't be at the damn hotel in full ass drag.
Hell no.
I mean,
that was the gas station drag right there.
Okay. Because I know Trixie was like, bitch, I got to do all this shit for these hoes. And, but then they were like, well, she's the uninvited guest. And he was like, well, drag is legal in Tennessee. I was like, oh. And just the buildup to the other girls getting there. And then they see her there. I was like, okay, I want to see next week. I do wish that we cut out a lot of the fluff of this week so we could see more of the mess.
If you and me and you, me, our good friend Christopher, and maybe a couple other people were going on a trip somewhere, okay, and somebody brought a bitch you don't fuck with secretly and said, we're gonna come early and be like, hey, here's my guest, and surprise,
we would have gonna a do?
I don't fuck with that. I don't have time for that.
We would have a problem because I'm not paying to be uncomfortable. I'm not paying to be
I came to be on this trip with people that I fuck with and people that I'm cool with. We gonna drink and we gonna laugh and we gonna do whatever the fuck we're doing.
I'm not gonna sit, but you know, this is also reality TV. So
yes. But Whitney, you and Angie are not even fucking friends like that. So stop bullshitting me. That y'all don't know each other.
Yeah.
And Angie, I just want you off my screen because I'm still not feeling you. Only two episodes in, still not feeling you.
Still not feeling you. You ready to move to New York?
Let's go.
Because, girl, I am very tired of these gang ups on girls and when they can't win. I don't appreciate the whole cast ganging up on Jenna until she breaks down and cries. Brianna made up a good point. She said it reminded her of when the Beverly Hills girls did that to Garcelle. And it's just like, why is it that someone has to like break down and cry for you to see that they're real? Like, why do you have to do that to somebody? It made me really uncomfortable and really pissed me off.
Flip side, Freddie is back.
Okay.
On the flip side, even though, of course, I love Garcelle, and of course, I love me some Jenna.
Uh-huh.
The best part about housewives is when a housewife is feeling oppressed or ganged up on or in a corner, it's their time to act. And I love it. Because I have, maybe it's maybe, I could maybe a handful of times, on one hand, I've seen actual real tears in all of Real Housewives.
I would say the only ones I've seen real tears, Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Candy get that frustrated crying, that's tears of rage right there.
Candy.
Well, we had a whole list. We know who else did it.
Jacqueline Larita.
Mm-hmm. But it's just, I didn't like it. And then like, when Uba was sticking up for Aaron, I did have to kind of, I hate siding with Aaron, but I do have to side with them because it's like, bitch, don't be asking husbands inappropriate shit like that. That's out of pocket. But the part that really did piss me off was how they asked Jessel about her life, but then started to like get rude.
In the corner?
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. It's like, don't ask somebody about their life and then not listen, laughing and kikiing and cackling or mocking them, shit like that.
With the edit that the producer gave Jessel on that portion, she was basically the East Coast Dorit because she's long-winded.
Uh-huh.
You know, which she can be. If you're going to ask me to tell you about what I've been through in my fucking life, I'm going to tell you how I tell it. Uh-huh. And if it's long, you ask.
You ask.
So,
don't ask and then get upset when you get it.
What you're not going to do is be sitting right next to me and up on top of me. But you know, because bitch, guess what? Don't fuck with me.
Okay. Now, did something else
side? Bryn annoyed the fuck out of me this episode.
Bryn really did annoy me.
Oh, by the way, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to talk about it. Her hair is not herring. Okay? I really, whatever the sister she went to is not the sister for her. I need a sister to actually do it.
Okay.
A sister that knows collard greens, not kale. Okay? Because her split ends are really, her the edges, is crispy. If she swung her hair real fast on me, it would slit my throat. That's how crispy it is.
I'm not going to go to sleep. I ain't got to sleep, though.
Okay. Brent. Oh, by the way, there is a clip of they just finished their reunion. And, one of our favorite accounts on Twitter that I really don't agree with, they said, I sent it to you actually in the DM. They said that this season is, the bomb because, it's about streaming and not about live cable. But Andrew said in the clip, he said, these girls killed it and daddy is proud. And everybody was crying. Everybody was crying. I'm not sure how a bunch of crying is how people are killing it, but whatever. Secondly, I don't like him calling himself daddy. That's like calling myself Incredible Hulk. Okay. Or let me think about something better. That's like myself calling me. Are you paying attention?
I am. You said it's like yourself calling you the Incredible Hulk, or it's like yourself calling you, and then you said, are you paying attention?
Oh, yeah. And I see you. I think that Andrew needs to sit the fuck down. You're nobody's daddy but them children. That's about it.
Okay. Or the twinks you get in the bedroom. That's about
Okay.
it.
All of y'all that like, all of y'all little hoes that enjoy Andrew, I'm sure your vision is as good as, I can see straight in one eye is over in Mississippi. Yeah.
Sai is still annoying. That was really just the gist of the episode. It was really just a big old like let's gang up on Jenna, and I didn't like it. Like it was really hard to watch after a while. I was just like, girl, But next week, when Miss Uba and Miss Aaron get into it, and I can't wait to see how this happens. And the reunion seats got released. And that kind of makes me wonder what happened between this episode and the end of
Or
Report.
Jess would be up top.
Yeah, because Jessel, it is Jessel is right next to on the left side is Jessel, and then Bren, and then Uba. And on the right side, it's Aaron, then Jenna, and then Sai. And I'm just shocked that Jessel got that seat because I would have thought it would have been Bren or Jenna. But we shall see. I'm excited for next week's episode because it looks like shit's about to get popping. This week was kind of like, it's kind of like, okay, girl, like, let's move on. She flew without you. Okay. Let's move on.
Before, what are your thoughts on first seeds? Because there's a lot of first seeds that I don't understand. I don't know why Kyle still has first seed. I don't know why Giselle still has first seed. I don't know why a lot of these bitches have first seeds
Or
sometimes.
maybe we just give it too much real estate.
People, season 9 reunion of Atlanta, when Candy was first seed, she said, or Andrew asked her, he said, it's your first time being in the first seat right next to me. And she said, I don't like it because that means I've had the most drama this season.
Oh.
And he laughed about it. Okay. That's what I've always stuck with. That's what I think about having the most drama. Okay. At this last Atlanta, Sheree and Drew, I would think you'd have to have drama with the other person on the adjacent side, not just with your personal life.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it realistic. Okay. Bethany's always usually had a first seat. Kyle Richards has never deserved her seat, to be honest. And I don't give a fuck about you bitches out there saying, oh, she's an OG. Okay. Okay. It's plenty of OGs out here and they're down the street. Who the fuck cares?
Oh. Well, all right now. Well, on that
Mr.
note, thank God we get back to the motherfucking three show format. Because, bitch, talking about four shows, And I told Rosado, I want to keep this shit under. I do not want to go over 2 hours. We kept it under 2 hours. Thank God. But talking about four shows and trying to remember all four shows, doing notes, shut that. That's taxing. Like, it's just, I would love to get back, like, maybe only having two shows on at a time. But, you know, there's no off season in Housewives, so.
There ain't. Just like Love and Hip Hop.
Girl, don't even get me started on that. But anyways, we love y'all. And thank y'all so much for listening to us this week. We'll be back next week.
We will.
Yeah.